Off the Ball Breakfast.
Leinster. The atmosphere in terms of rugby, in terms of football, I think is chalk and cheese.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Alejandro Garnacho appears destined for the Old Trafford exit this month, with Napoli and Chelsea both showing interest. We hear from Watford manager Tom Cleverley after Rocco Vatta's latest screamer for Watford. And could Erik ten Hag be set for a swift return to management in the Bundesliga? First today, Curtis Jones is Liverpool's latest injury concern following last night's 2-1 win over Lille in the Champions League. Liverpool remain on course to qualify for the last 16 as top seeds after they maintain their 100% record in the competition. It would have been done last night only for Barcelona's comeback against Benfica, which saw Barca score 3 goals in the last 15 minutes to win 5-4 in Lisbon. But Liverpool and Barca are guaranteed a place in the last 16. Arne Slot's side will secure top spot if they avoid defeat away to PSV next week. Jones and Ryan Gravenberch were both withdrawn at half time last night, with the manager saying that only one of them was injured.
Yeah, the idea was to take Dom off and Ryan off at half time, but Curtis unfortunately couldn't continue, so that's why Dom stayed a bit longer. And Connor, was the idea was to play him 90, but in the end you could see that it got more tough for him in terms of load, so you don't want to take the risk of him getting injured in the last few minutes like it happened against Madrid. So we wanted to win this game, but we were also aware of the fact that we had to manage the load, because we would have been really, really, really unlucky if we would have lost twice and still not be in the top eight. And as we know now, I think 18 points would have been enough to play top eight, but now with 21, there's no discussion.
And it's going to be a second yellow card here for Mandy, and he's off. And Lille's task may now be insurmountable.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you went without taking the ball, and the rest sent you away. Sorry, Rob.
That's a round of applause line, Gary.
Neither PSG nor Manchester City have guaranteed their progress to the knockout phase of the Champions League just yet. They meet tonight at the Parc des Princes. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, football journalist Philippe Auclair admitted the new format of the competition has turned out to be a positive.
In terms of the jeopardy, yeah. Mm. Because I cannot remember apart from some cases where you had so-called groups of death, like the group that Newcastle had been drawn in with PSG a couple of years ago. Yeah. Very often, I mean, by the fourth round or fifth round, we had a good idea, or we knew who was going to go through, which meant that some clubs would be able to line up teams which were B teams, in effect, or their youngsters. Lovely for them, but not great in absolute terms. Whereas this time round, there is jeopardy, which is actually for every game at every round, because it will determine as well the seeding for the knockout phase, which means that there will be very, very, very few dead rubbers, even on the last round. You see, that whereas until now, we had dead rubbers all over the place, when it came to the fifth and sixth rounds of the group phase. So I think, yes, it's been an improvement. We have some time to eat humble pie and recognize that UEFA might have some decent ideas, even if, again, the problem of overburdening the players and top players with too many games.
Arsenal can all but guarantee a top eight place tonight if they win at home to Dinamo Zagreb. Meanwhile, Celtic captain Callum McGregor is calling on his teammates to prove they won't be the nearly men in the Champions League. A win over Swiss side Young Boys tonight would keep the Scottish title holders on course for a place in the knockout stages. McGregor feels they still have plenty of work to do in Europe.
I think a wee bit more maturity in the performances. I think we are defending better against the ball. We're more compact. We understand that we can't always be the aggressor in the game. We can't always chase the game. You're playing against good sides with good players that can hurt you, so sometimes you have to take your medicine a little bit and wait on the game and wait on your moment in the game. So I feel like we're playing with a bit more maturity, and then the profile of the side, there's so much speed and quality that in those moments when we turn the ball over, we can go forward with one pass and be a real threat in the game as well. So as well as our normal sort of football stuff is generally pretty good at this level, we're now getting better against the ball, and I feel like that's been a big difference for us.
Napoli have made an opening bid of €50 million, including add-ons, for Manchester United winger Alejandro Garnacho, with United needing to sell before they can buy, and Garnacho reportedly unsure of his status under Ruben Amorim. His departure this month seems certain. Napoli have money to spend after the sale of Kvaratskhelia and Kvaratskhelia to PSG. United are believed to want around the same fee that the Georgian winger commanded, which is €70 million. Napoli boss Antonio Conte is said to have held direct talks with Garnacho as recently as Friday. Chelsea, however, remain in the hunt, with the winger's representatives attending Monday night's game at Wolves. United and Napoli are both fighting to lure Patrick Dorgu away from Lecce. United have seen a bid of €27 million rejected by the Serie A side, who value the Danish international at closer to €40 million. He scored 3 goals and provided 1 assist for Lecce this season. Derby manager Paul Warne insists that Aaron Cashin's omission from their matchday squad last night was purely a precaution. Brighton failed in an initial £12 million bid for the former Ireland under 21 international defender, who still has 2.5 years left on his contract with Derby. Cashin returned to the first team at the weekend, having missed their previous 6 games due to a hamstring injury. And speaking after last night's 1-0 loss at home to Sunderland, Warren said they left Cashin out purely to manage his workload, and he is set to feature against Cardiff at the weekend. Sources at Derby say that Cashin is categorically not for sale. Rocco Vatta's excellent late goal for Watford last night was purely a consolation. They were beaten 2-1 at home to Preston. James Abanko was taken off at half-time at Vicarage Road, while Festi Ebiseli came on after the injury to Kwadwo Ba. But Ebiseli then picked up an injury himself just 8 minutes into the second half. The Wexford man's attitude has come under the spotlight of some Watford fans, and his manager Tom Cleverley wasn't happy with the effort shown overall by his team.
To be successful in the Premier League, you need a different set of qualities. To be successful in the Championship, you need to be consistent. You need to carry out the basics well. You need to be hard to beat. The lower end of your performance levels need to be a 6, 6.5 out of 10. And right now, we can produce an 8-9, but we can also produce a 3-4, which is not going to bring you success in this division.
Erik ten Hag reportedly has no plans to return to management this month, despite Borussia Dortmund parting ways with Nuri Sahin. Last night's 2-1 loss away to Bologna in the Champions League proved to be the final straw for the former Liverpool midfielder, who was relieved of his duties this morning. They're 10th in the Bundesliga after 3 defeats in a row since Christmas. They play Werder Bremen at home on Saturday. Sahin took over from Edin Terzic in June. Erik ten Hag has been the rumoured favourite to succeed Sahin and was in attendance for the recent game with Bayer Leverkusen. However, The Athletic's Laurie Whitwell reports that ten Hag has no interest in taking up another management job before the summer. Former Bayern boss Niko Kovac and ex-Leverkusen manager Roger Schmidt are the realistic candidates to take over at Dortmund. And Chelsea are to make Naomi Girma the first $1 million player in the women's game. The WSL leaders have beaten competition from Lyon to sign the San Diego Wave defender. Girma has over 40 caps for the USA and helped them win Olympic gold last summer in Paris. That same summer, Rachel Kunananji became the world's most expensive women's player, moving from Real Madrid to Bay FC for around €850,000.
Look, nothing can make today all right, but maybe we can take some comfort from the brutal reality that the weak must make way for the strong.
Here is Bellingham, getting in behind, chopping back, Liam Scales brings him down, that's a penalty.
In the blink of an eye, the whole game changes. Yellow card, red card, England have fallen into a position of strength.
We probably lost our heads at this moment, leading into a second goal and a third goal. And from there, you can see we gave up.
Evolution marches on. The scythe is remorseless.
Taking it in towards... Oh, Bellis! Oh, hello! What a debut! Off the bench to score for England. They're 5-0 up and everyone is smiling. Even Roy Keane.
Not everybody knows that is your future son-in-law.
Yeah, it's not done and dusted yet. Things can change very quickly in the Keane Hall score, let me tell you.
The scythe is remorseless.
5-0 England.
I hope the side's remorseless swing can bring some comfort to you all. Okay.